I'm gonna play the. You gotta have Kanaka. Hold on a minute. I got this so screwed up.
The material and information contained or given on this website or audio files are for general information and entertainment purposes only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You should not rely on this material to make any business decisions. While this channel does endeavor to keep the info up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations, warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, information product services, audio files, or related graphics contained on this website for any purposes. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participant.
Okay, got through that one. Sorry about that. Okay. So, giving big gifts. This is a big concern. What if you give somebody a house and they are disgusting? They don't take care of the house and there's weeds and grasses that growed up like 5 foot tall, and you know, they've got, you know, stacks of clothes all through the house, and they've got 19 cats, and the house stinks. How do you stop that? How do you give somebody a house and they're a bunch of asshats, and you give them a house and 2 weeks later they put the house up for sale and they sell it? That's not the goal of what you're doing. You're trying to do the right thing and you're trying to help somebody. And sometimes you can't tell the difference of who's actually needing help and who's trying to scam you. So how do you give big gifts and make sure that the gift is going to go well? Well, the way I'm planning on doing this may or may not work for you. But for me, I started thinking about this. And in order to not give away money, because giving away money is charity, you have to have oversight on the funds. If you don't have oversight, then they can do all kinds of bad stuff on money. What is a house? It is huge money. What is a brand new car? It is huge money. What is a company? It's huge money. It can be sold for a lot of money. So how do you have oversight on that and still have it on its own? Okay. In the topic I do with the people that you have to hire or the people that you're going to need after the event happens, one of the people that you're going to need is a paymaster. And you can either have a paymaster or you can use a banker. Because a banker, they want all the big props for doing good things, okay? A paymaster doesn't care. A paymaster's job is to pay people and to tell people that don't deserve the money or don't not supposed to have the money, nope, you can't have it. So what I do is I go to my banker and I say, I want to give away a house to this person because this person has got whatever issue wrong. And I don't want them to know it's coming from me because I want to stay an enigma. But I want to make sure they don't do anything stupid with the house. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to set up a contract with them. And the contract is the house is X amount of dollars in value. And every month, the bank pays the payment as long as certain requirements are done. So you state the requirements. The lawn needs to be mowed every 2 weeks. There will be intermittent inspections. Whatever you want to make, whatever rules you want to make. And what you're doing is now it's no longer, oh, hi, Tamara. Tamara is one of my admins. Hold on a minute. Let me add her into the admin thing. Hold on just a minute. I'm so glad you're in here, Tamara. TA. You're an admin now, Tamara. Sorry about that. Okay. So you want to protect your asset and make sure that people are doing the right thing. So you come up with whatever payment schedule you're going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have my bank manager hire somebody to work with and help the brand new homeowners and to do passive inspections where they come in to talk to them. And they're also looking around the house to make sure everything's good. I gave away a house once and I gave it away to one of my employees. I was moving. The house was only worth like $20,000. It was tiny. It was like a 700 square foot house. It was a really tiny house. And it was an employee, his wife, and a brand new baby. And they were having all kinds of issues where they were renting at. The employee failed to tell me the exact reason why they were having problems. It just said, oh, you know, differences in opinion with the landlords, you know, they don't like the baby, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That wasn't the case. The guy had the property for, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months. And I went to see him. I wasn't doing any of this back then. I just gave it away and then, you know, hoped everything worked out and hoped that he would stay working for me. And I went to go see them. And this woman, I don't know how they had the baby. I don't know how they were allowed to have the baby. I went into the house and there was a cat and there was a litter box. And the litter box had not been changed in so long that the cat had shat so much that the poop had overrun the litter box and litter and poop were smeared into the kitchen floor. It was the most disgusting thing I had ever seen. Dishes piled in the sink that had been there so long they were moldering. Every dish in the cupboards were empty because all the dishes were on the counter dirty. And when I was asked if I want a cup of coffee, he reached over and grabbed a mug that had about half an inch of mold in it, threw the contents into the sink, grabbed a scrubber, scrubbed the coffee cup out, and looked at me to see if I wanted a cup of coffee. I said, no, thank you. The urine smell was so bad that my eyes watered. It was horrendous, horrendous. And I asked him, I said, you know, I gave you the gift of a home because you didn't have a place to live for you and your wife and your son. And in less than a year, I don't know how you even walk into the house because the cat urine and the cat poop all over the kitchen floor. And he started making excuses about his wife. And for those of you that know me very well, you can rest assured that I went from 0 to 90 with my temper and I fired him. And I was screaming firing him. I told him I was going to call CPS. I told him that. I told him that I was going to call CPS. I told him that I was going to call his mother because I had his mother on his list. I was livid, livid. How could you have a baby in that kind of situation? So I have been super gun shy about giving any major gift to anybody ever since that happened. So I talked to a lawyer friend of mine and he said, that is not uncommon. And the reason why it's not uncommon is people that are extremely poor, they don't always have the same cleanliness standards that that other people have, okay? He was the one that suggested to me, look, just because it didn't work with that guy doesn't mean you can't make a difference with somebody else. So he suggested that I put caveats for 5 years on the property. And if they did the right thing for 5 years, then sign the house over to them. Do not make it your job to be the one to make sure they do the right thing. Hire somebody to do that. If you don't want to hire somebody to do that, call the bank and say, this is what I want you to do. I want you to set this up and I'm going to pay you 1% for doing all this work. Banks are whores for money. The branch manager said, you're going to pay us 1% of the value of the house. And I go, yeah, for 5 years. Well, that's at the high end value when the house is first being paid for. So she oversaw the thing. She set up the thing that she would come. They would drive by once every other Saturday to see if the lawn was mowed, or if not mowed, at least, you know, certain times of the year, you don't have to mow the lawn. But as long as the lawn was under 5 inches, you know, drive by, if the lawn's under 5 inches, she put a check mark on the thing. Yeah, you passed. Every time that she went past and the property was not up to snuff, it added 6 months to their time that we would be watching them. Once a month, from the 15th to the 30th, no specific date, expect to have somebody knock on your door and have a visit. And that person would come in, not to take the house away, but would come in and say, are you having any problems with the upkeep of your house? And I had clients that said, look, we've got this issue or that issue, and because of, you know, this bill or that bill, we can't take care of it, so it's causing damage to the house and we don't know how to fix it. I had an emergency repair fund set up. The people that I gave homes to, they were not aware that there was an emergency fund system, so they didn't depend on it. But they thought my banker was sweet as molasses, baby, because that banker, when they talked to her, she solved the problem. She got all the credit. They didn't know it was me. So that's how I'm going to treat my daughters. My daughters have told me 2 years ago, my daughters thought I needed an intervention because I thought Trump was still our president and Joe Biden was a maniac who stole the election. I know that I don't trust that they'll do the right thing because they've been so brainwashed by the media. But anybody that I give a home to, there's going to be caveats, because as the person that has the money, you are responsible for those funds going to the right place. You are responsible. Whether or not you're legally responsible, you're morally responsible. This is God's gift, folks. And you want it to go as far as possible. If you give somebody a house and they destroy it by letting cat shit all over it, and they, you know, they grow the lawn up so you can't even see the house or whatever issue, you're not honoring the trust that you got, okay? So that's how I'm going to do it. Do you have any questions on that? Please, if you have any questions, make the little man jump up and down, hit the button, and I'll answer any questions you have on it. No little men jumping up and down. No little men jumping up and down, Yahoo. Okay, so now the second part, what about cars? With homes, you're going to have insurance on them, and the bank is going to make sure that happens, you know, because they require insurance on everything. But with cars, it's different. It's liability, you know. So how I do a car is I put the car in a trust by itself. And I require insurance to be paid on the car. And I require an inspection once a month. And once a month, we come by wherever you work at. We're not even going to tell you that we're coming. And we're going to peek into your car. And if your car is full of, 3 weeks worth of Taco Bell wrappers and, 100 pairs of, used baby diapers in the back seat, or just if your car is filthy, filthy, filthy on the interior, you're going to get a check. And that means we're going to keep checking for a certain amount of time. If that car is clean and nice for a year and a half, I'll sign the car over to you. If it's not clean and nice for a year and a half, if it's got more than three ticks, I take the vehicle back. You voided it. When people know there's a penalty, they're more inclined to do the right thing. And yeah, you're being an asshole. I feel like an asshole. I feel like an asshole. However, what I'm doing is I'm forcing them to learn new ways. I'm forcing them to understand there's consequences if you get a gift and you decide to thumb your nose at it. I get it. I'll take it back. I don't care. If you're not doing the right thing, you really don't need it. So go away. With a house, I do it for 5 years. If they have four or six, I think it was six. If they had six problems where they weren't doing the right thing, the outside didn't really count. It was the inside. If I came to their house and six times their house was disaster, I took the house back in 8 years. If the house had a certain level of destruction, like if you had holes in the walls that weren't repaired, there was a criteria. If you did that kind of damage to the house, we gave you notice, you were kicked out, and we got the house back in 3 months. That's how I'm planning on doing it. I'm responsible for those funds. And I'm responsible to make sure that those funds are used judiciously. And if I'm going to give somebody a gift and they're basically going to thumb their nose at the gift, they don't get to keep it. I'll take it back. I give them time to change. We have a guy that comes. I'm planning on having a guy that comes by and does these checks. And at the same time, that same guy is not going to be an asshole. He's going to say, hey, look, are you having problems? How can we help you do better at doing whatever they're making a mistake with or whatever they're not taking care of? And if they continue to do the same thing, then they don't care. If they don't care, then you have to stop caring. I learned an extremely valuable lesson just recently. You can't fix somebody that doesn't want to be fixed. You can think that you can supply enough help and it'll help them, but at some point you have to say, no, it's not me, it's them, and walk away. So that's what I'm planning on doing. Am I an asshole? Maybe. Am I protecting my gift from God and my funds to make sure that people that actually need it are using it? You bet your bottom dollar I am. Does anybody have any questions about that? I feel bad talking about this because I'm really going to be slick on it. I'm not going to mess around with it. I'm really serious about it. Does anybody have any questions about this topic? I'm going to scroll down and see if the little bouncy guy is in here and anybody raise their hand. Nope, there's nobody raising their hand. Does anybody want to comment about this? Does anybody have any feels about it? What's your reaction about it? Because I haven't really talked about this, nor have I made a record. Oh, look, there's Bama Girl. All right. Go ahead, Bama Girl. Your mic's open. What do you think? Press the little blue button, hon, and then you'll be able to talk.
Okay, I knew that. I was just talking to you. Anyway, listen, I can feel for you because I help people. And I have a house, and I had let a couple, he was 1% of his kidneys and having to go to dialysis, so I let them live in my home. They had nothing to pay except the electricity, that's it. I furnished everything. I mean, furniture, how everything a person would need to survive. Okay, I gave them, every time I came into the house, it was pretty good and everything, but then it started slacking off and getting a little worse and everything. And so finally, I had to tell her, I said, listen, you're going to have to move. This house is not up to my standards anymore. And she cried because that was the best house that she had ever lived in. But I have to set standards. I didn't want my house to go empty. I wanted to share it with someone that needed help. But you cannot let your property go downhill. So I understand where you're coming from. You have to set boundaries. And she hated it. She hates it to this day. And I'm still friends with her. So I just wanted to let you know.
Well, the thing is, Bama, I just love you for bringing this up. I'm going to tell you something else. When you RV, I would go back to this little girl. And I would say, are you ready to try it again? And I bet your bottom dollar that this time she's learned a lesson the tough way. And she'll do the right thing. And she'll sail past that. I'd give her 10 years, not 5 years. She'll sail past that 10 years and won't miss a tap. Just an idea.
You're right. I've already thought of that. It's already in my head to do. So you are absolutely right. That is what I will do.
Good gal. I want to talk about something else. Blessed one, you're going to be next. Okay. So I'm afraid I'm going to forget this part before I go in there. So hang on, please. I'm going to talk to you. There we go. Cindy, that's the exact part that I was about to talk about. You have grown adult children, or you have, oh my God, I just noticed this gal's name, Dancing Buffalo Woman. What a badass name that is. You have grown children, or you have brothers and sisters, or you have friends. And they are good people, and you know they're good people, and you want to help them. And you've been struggling. How do I help them so they don't take advantage of me? Okay. How can I help them but not be Mama Warbucks, you know, Mama Big Cash Pockets? You know, how do I do that? It's the same answer. You go to the banker, okay? Or you go to your paymaster. Now, in this case, I would go to my paymaster. I want to give funds, a boost in their income. And I don't want to change their lives dramatically, but I do want to boost them like $5,000 a month. Okay. And the problem with money is it exposes who people really are. Okay. It exposes the dark underbelly, you might say. And if they know it's from you, you'll go a few months, maybe a couple years, then all of a sudden they'll have, ooh, I think it's a great idea for a business. I'm going to go to my mom and I'm going to say, hey, can we do this? Or, ooh, I got this great idea. My sister's bound to love it. And I'm going to make millions doing it. And they're going to come, oh, Parker, I got this story. Can you do this? I want you to supply this because I found a new way to make hair shampoo. And I want to start this big business. I want you to fund it for me. Let's be partners. What that is code for is I think you're stupid and you're going to fall for my ideas. And I want this money to fool around because I don't know what I'm doing, but I think I can make money at it. So let's use your money. That's what that's about. And if you say no, they're going to be mad. I talked about this earlier. I said, I've been wealthy 3 times. The first time I was wealthy, I didn't know any of this shit. And I fell on my face over and over and over and over. I made stupid, costly, big dollar mistakes. Okay. The next time I got wealthy, I got smarter, not smart enough, still made fails. The third time I got wealthy, I was just doing great. And if it wasn't for a little Hurricane Harvey, I wouldn't have lost everything. What did I learn the third time? I learned the third time to never, ever, ever, never, not even one breath of an idea ever tell anybody that's close to you that you've got this kind of money. What you do is you go to a paymaster and you say, hey, I want to help this person and I want you to pay them. And if they come to you and ask for more money or ask for a loan, you tell them that you're a financial planner and you've already got the funds set up and it can't be changed. Otherwise, it will lower what they get every month by 75%. They don't know jack shit about financing. They don't know this guy's lying to their ass to him. But what they do know is they have to make a decision. Do they want a bird in the hand or a bird in the bush? If they still decide, oh, look, I still think I want this money, then the paymaster says, if you choose to change the way you're paid, then this money that you're getting, this $5,000 a month, is going to go down to $1,000 a month, and it will stop in 4 years. If you don't take any money in advance and leave it alone, this money is set up to pay you this much money for the next 20 years. Most of the time, that's enough for them to stop asking. Most of the time, it's enough for them to come over and have coffee with you and say, do you know what that son of a bitch did? That son of a bitch is supposed to be paying me money. And I went over there and asked him to get in advance because this idea is great. And they won't give it to me. And what an asshole. They have no idea that you're the son of a bitch that has the strings on the money first. When your friends and family and children and relatives know you have money, they believe just because they're blood that you should help them. That's what you should do. They don't give a shit that you're trying to help humanity. They don't care. It's all about them. That's what money will expose, unfortunately. So in order that I never have an issue with my kids, never have an issue with anybody in my life, I mean, God Almighty, the first time I got wealthy, I had a girl that I hadn't seen since third grade knocked on my door and asked for money. So don't do it, folks. Just don't. Set it up so that you're never the bad guy. If you want to give money to a sick relative and have that money come to him every month, you'd be surprised. That sick relative is going to ask you for more money. And you think, oh, Parker, you're full of shit. I urge you. You think I'm full of shit? Try it. Here's the problem, though. If I'm wrong and you're right, everything's great. If you're right and I'm wrong, they're going to harass you for money for the rest of your life because you're that wealthy. It's up to you. Do it however you want. I never, never, never have any plans from this point on to ever let any of my family have any idea that I'm Mama Warbank's stack with money. Because as soon as I do, it's going to cause problems. People are going to expect, oh, your auntie, help me. They just get selfish, folks. So don't do it. Just don't do it. Set it up so that you have a paymaster, so that the paymaster will tell them no, and they'll be mad at the paymaster. If you don't, they're going to be mad at you. And like the first time I got wealthy, I sat around wondering, what in the hell did I do wrong? I did everything right. I mean, one of my cousins was, you know, he'd been in prison for 10 years for growing weed. He'd come out of prison for growing weed. And his wife got really sick and they didn't have any money. So I began helping him. I wasn't inclined to. I mean, he was my cousin. I was divorced cousin to help him. I'm giving him $5,000 a month. That's more money than he was making when he was working. Okay. After about 6 months, he wanted to start a car shop because he knew I was making a lot of money. And he brought me the idea, give me this information. He had no business plans. He had no financial planning, none of that. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you give me no feeling that you know enough about finances to do this, and you don't even have a business plan. So no, I can't do that. That's not the financially right decision to make, to go ahead and help somebody fall on their face. He was furious with me, super furious. In fact, he didn't talk to me until I lost all my money when Hurricane Harvey hit. And then he called me up to say, "See, karma, you should have helped me." It's like, dude, really? I'm already down. You're going to kick me? I helped you for years and you're going to kick me? Fuck you. I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel like I'm angry at my own family members because they're asking me for money. I don't want to feel like I'm angry with my best friend because she wants money to set up a poodle house, and breed poodles or whatever it is going to be. So that's what I'm doing. I'm using a paymaster and I'm not going to be the bad guy. I'm going to go talk to him. He's control the money. He set it up. I can't take it out. You've got to go ask him. And that way it's all you. It's off of you. It's not, it's you're just mom. You're just auntie. You don't control any of that. You gave it to the paymaster and he set up the funds for the next 100 years or next 50 years or next 20 years, whatever you want to tell him. And then you go from there. Hold on, blessed one. I know you're still waiting. Is there anybody that has any questions about that? Looking for a little blue hand. Sounds like all of you got it. Blessed one, here's your thing. Go ahead and speak, hon. Your mic is open.
Hi, Ms. Parker. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you answering my question. And now, please don't beat me up on this. My thoughts before, at the beginning, when I came into the currency, was since we were receiving blessings from God, my thoughts were that He wanted us to provide all these blessings to the people. So in my mind, me back then was, I need to provide housing for people, and God's given me the money, so I'm going to do it for free or give them the homes. But thank you, and other people have told me do not do that because of what you explained. So now my plan.
What's your question, hon? You've got 90 people listening to you. What's your question, please?
Say thank you for giving me your input on my question that I had asked you.
Thank you. I appreciate your comments. But folks, if you're raising your hand just to say thank you, please don't do it. This is a recorded audio and you're just wasting time for people that are listening and they're trying to get through all these audios as quickly as possible. I told you I could be a jerk. Don't mean to be. We got to stop it. Is there anybody else that has a question about this topic? Because if not, I'm going to close the recording. No little blue hands jumping up and down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm raising an army of humanitarians. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you love me. I don't care. What I care about is that you're going to affect hundreds of thousands of people. You are the chosen ones. The world is waiting for you, and they don't even know that you exist. God bless you, humanitarians. Bless you for the works you're about to do, and bless you for the people's lives you're about to change. I'm so proud to be with this group. Thank you very much.